The Volumes of Truth. Volume 4. Obey God. February 4, 2010. From Yahushua HaMashiach, Our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. This question was asked of the Lord. Lord, by putting you first, and refusing to take part in the modern holidays of men, are we dishonoring our parents and family, who say we should take part? Thus says the Lord Yahushua. Beloved, a sincere desire to be free from the iniquity of this world is good and well-pleasing to the Lord. For one who truly loves me seeks to please me, and those in whom I dwell will run from these holidays of men, which I hate, despising them. Yet one who remains in disagreement with my word in the volumes can in no wise be gathered, for they have denied me. And any who reject my word in favor of the doctrines and traditions of men embrace that which runs contrary to me. For I tell you the truth. Anyone who refuses, disagrees with, or speaks against my letters or my prophet, has rejected me in favor of their own way. Pride has ensnared them, and arrogance has become their close friend. Behold, they have embraced the world and its evil ways, and seek not the approval of their Father in heaven, but of men. And all who seek the approval of men must walk through the valley with them. And all who remain friends of the world have made themselves enemies of God, as it is written. Therefore all lovers of the world shall surely be left in it. They shall not escape. For assuredly I say to you, this world shall be shaken, and the glory of men shall be broken down. And in like manner shall all those left in the world be humbled, severely abased. Many broken and uplifted, and many more broken and condemned, says the Lord. Therefore concerning these holidays of men, which I hate, let all those who have received the love of the truth depart from them. Let the division be made clear. And let those who say they know me, yet make no effort to pick up their cross and follow me, bear the weight of their burden in the day of the Lord. Therefore, concerning the question of breaking one commandment in favor of another, the answer is this. I am first, of which the commandments also testify. For those who truly love me seek to obey my voice, and those who obey my voice have also fulfilled the moral law. For I am, and have always been the goal at which the Torah aims. And all those in whose heart I am foremost serve me without constraint, seeking always to place me first, above all else. For these walk in my ways, doing those same things I did. They do not add to the word which I have commanded them, nor do they take away from it. Behold, they keep the commandments of God, as He commanded them, and as they are written, and not as the churches of men would have them be. Thus those who say no to sin, and stay separate from that which is an abomination in the eyes of God, have broken no commandment. So then to honor any parent who transgresses the law by taking part in these perverse holidays of men is to transgress the law. Yet by honoring me in truth, obeying the word of the Lord, one can by no means transgress the law. Therefore those who ask, would you break one commandment to obey another? Speak without knowledge, having also failed to recognize the lie hidden within. For those who ask such questions have given heed to the subtle deceptions of the evil one, by which they are also led, seeing contradictions where none exist. Again I say to you, who you choose defines what you do. And whosoever chooses another and not me in truth has chosen themselves, and has done according to their own will. Yet to disobey God is sin. Therefore, call on my name, and make your repentance full, by departing from those things which are not lawful, standing apart from those things I hate, and you shall surely be delivered, says the Lord.